Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. You can watch us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com on TECN TV and across multiple platforms, including our CloudHub platform. We want to thank the over 115,000 people that are watching us over there on CloudHub. Also, great to have on board. You can listen to us live at the Listen link as well. And, of course, we welcome our friends in Denver, Colorado as well and across the network. So good to have all of you tuned in and listening with us today. Thanks for being here, Oklahoma. My good friend Casey over there in Oklahoma, good to have you on board today. Thanks for being here. All right, I've got a great program lined up for you. Gordon Chaps Klingensmith, Pray in Jesus' Name, will be with us, bottom of hour number two here. And, of course, he was one of the very first ones that was persecuted for using the name of Jesus in the military, fought it all the way up the court system, and won. and he'll be with us. We'll be talking about Christian persecution. It's come home to roost. Don Jans joins us. We'll talk about a lazy and uneducated electorate and what are the costs. We'll talk about that coming up in the top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, Stephen Bolton, who is the chair for the Illinois GOP, will be with us. We'll be talking with him about what's going on in Chicago. 51 million illegal immigrants are being given free money while others in Chicago go without. And we'll talk about what's happening, how the homeless are continuing to pile up on the streets of Chicago, along with crime and the lawlessness and all the other things that are associated with it. And, oh, by the way, illegal immigrants now are able to serve in Illinois because the governor of Illinois has signed into law HB 57, I think it's 571, that says that they are now allowed to be sworn in as law officers. Of course, it's unconstitutional because, well, they have to take an oath of allegiance to the Constitution and be citizens. But, you know, why not? All right. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my very first guest today to the program. He is running as a congressional representative for House District 115 in the great state of Mississippi. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome Felix Kynes to the program. Felix, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Young. Hey, glad to be here. Glad to be here. All the way from Biloxi, Mississippi, the very bottom of the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Ah, man. You know what? And there's some real beauty along that coast, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
26 miles of man-made beach.
Yep. It really is. I mean, that it's kind of a lost oasis, if you will, that a lot of people don't realize is sitting down there.
Yes, sir. We call it the secret Gulf Coast, because once you get here, people don't realize the beauty and what we have. But once we get you here, you're coming back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, so you were for many years a member of the Democrat Party. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Now Mississippi is a red state. It's identified as a red state. Of course, Texas is identified as a red state, and we're moving more purple every single day, it seems. But nonetheless, Mississippi's identified as a red state. Why is Mississippi a red state? Why do you think that Mississippi votes conservative?
Well, one of the reasons why I think that they are conservative is because it's getting back to the base. What we like to do is get back to the base, the basic Christian values, and that's what it's all about. And somehow we have lost that. And then from an educational standpoint, you know, we're going all over the place with a whole bunch of things. But we need to get back to things like reading, writing, and arithmetic. Mm-hmm. And of course, we see the country going in so many different directions, but everybody's forgetting to get back to their basics.
So you have made that shift from Democrat. What was it that initially, why were you a part of the Democrat Party?
One of the main reasons why I was part of the Democratic Party, I have to be honest, mm-hmm. You look at the dynamics of your community. And of course, if you see me physically, you know that I'm a man of color. When you're in a man of color and you're living in a district with people of color, then you're going to tend to go with what's there. What's there is the Democratic Party, and everybody identified as Democrat. Although we're the most church-going people, we are the most people who do not believe in abortion, and we believe in our rights. Why are we Democrats? And a lot of it goes back to the Party of Lincoln. Have we forgotten the roots of the Party of Lincoln? And that's what I started thinking about when I made my change back.
It's you know, there was a huge exit, if you will, of the Democrat Party trend that was going on in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. Do you feel like you were impacted by just the questions that people were asking relative to those decisions to say, you know what, wait a minute, maybe this party doesn't align with my values?
Values had a little bit to do with it. It had quite a bit to do with it. But then you look at the organizational structure. From an organizational structure standpoint, you have to feel and believe in what you're doing. Now, like I say, I have no ills with anyone on that side or anything like that. But like you said, it has to come from within. And so when you look at your values and how you were raised, you look at the organizational structure and you say, do I really believe in this? Can I follow along with this? And that answer was, this is more likely to be suited for me than over here on the left.
Okay. I'm curious about what you're talking about organizational structure. Could you enlighten me a little bit about what that means when you're saying that the organizational structure wasn't what you agree with or maybe what you thought it was? Talk to me about what that means exactly.
I could be put ahead of someone, you know, based on color.
Okay.
Put ahead of someone based on my origin, my origin, whether I'm LGBT or whether I'm straight. If I'm straight, I may not get as many points as being LGBT or something like that.
Right. So the ESG, the DEI, those kinds of social rating systems.
Yeah, it was a rating system, and I didn't really identify. I didn't care for the rating system. I thought, and I'm a Dr. King believer, you know, the content of your character, your hard work, climbing up the ladder, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. I'm one of those believers.
Equality over equity.
Equality, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Give me just give me a level playing field, you know, or give me the opportunity. It doesn't even have to be a level playing field. Honestly, truthfully, look, we all start somewhere. And then we work from there to achieve our goals. And you know, at the end of the day, when we're in that competition, it should go to the guy that runs the race the best and will do the best job.
Absolutely. Put me on the field and let me go for what I know. And if I'm the best guy, then I need to represent. I need to represent the party, just like we do in the Olympics. We send runners out there. They run. Whoever's the fastest, whoever does not get disqualified, they're the ones that's going to represent you. And I feel like if I'm there and if I'm out front and I win the race, I should represent the party in that case.
You know, I know that the other side likes to tout this idea of, you know, everything's racist and everything is race based and they love, you know, working hard to try to divide us. But what we're talking about here is, you know, using the skill sets and then adding to those as we in the field that we particularly choose to pursue. I had lost part of my thought. I apologize. So I was like, wait a minute, I'm not quite there yet. All right. So the idea then, right, that if you and I are in competition for a particular position, that they would lower standards so that you could get in and I couldn't. And they want to say that, you know, I don't know, my conservative side is the racist side. To me, that's very denigrating. And that seems to me like a very racist perspective. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I get what you're saying. And I guess if I can put it into some context, I would get two more points because I'm a man of color. I would get two more points over my white competitor. That would be wrong. It would be just as wrong as you being a white male and you get the automatic nod because you're white and I'm black. That
right.
should not
The color shouldn't play a role. But like, for example, with college admissions, what just happened with regards to the the lawsuit and the decision of the Supreme Court, you know, what they were doing was is essentially if a particular minority came and they had a grade point average that was 2.2 and you had somebody that wasn't in that minority group and they had a grade point average of 3.2. The guy with the 2.2 grade point average got in. The guy with the 3.2 grade point average didn't get in because he wasn't in the right group.
Right, right. And that is not right. If you have the better grades, you should be there. Now, the only thing that I can say is, you know, coming from a public education system, I'm number 8 of 11 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
we've got 5.
You got 5?
I got 5 kids.
I'm not
at 11, but I feel you. But I feel you. My wife's parents were 13 and 13 each.
Ow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm used to sleeping in the bed. 2 up, 1 down.
my wife was an only child, but she had, a 1,000 cousins, and she says the same thing. She's like, we slept 4 across at grandma's house.
Sleepovers were great. But I do think that colleges should look at social backgrounds, because some people do come from economic disadvantage. And you may want to look at that as far as giving people a hand up and not just on color or greed or what have you. I think we could look at areas like disadvantaged a youth that's trying to give them a hand up.
Is it, I
definitely believe in that.
But isn't that, I mean, when we talk about, let's so now we go down to the root of the issue, which is, We have areas that are controlled by the party you left, the Democrat Party, and they say, oh, we're going to put money into education, except that the administrator gets a big salary, the principal gets a big salary, right? But there's no resources available for the students. Okay, instead, school is a jailhouse. That's what school is. And they show up or they don't show up, and it's all about metal detectors and all this other nonsense instead of, oh, and by the way, Planned Parenthood, right? Because, you know, we want to teach our kids to have as much sex as possible between the ages of 5 and 12 so we can start giving them abortions. I mean, that's the problem. The problem is let's get in there and let's get, you know, let's help the teachers that really want to teach to be able to teach and not teach victimhood, but teach opportunity.
Exactly. And you hit it first when you first started, when you talked about the money needs to get to the kids. It needs to get to the teachers. So much bureaucracy when it comes to your higher up. There are school systems that are so top heavy till the money never trickles down to the teachers and or the students. We've been lucky here, especially in Biloxi, Mississippi. we subsidize our teachers. We subsidize education greatly. And of course, we have a rated school, and our schools are comparable to the private schools. I mean, there's no difference in a private school and our school here in the city of Biloxi, Mississippi, matter of fact. we're great in education, but that's been one of the biggest downfalls is bureaucracy at the top. And you look at a lot of cities who have failing schools. They are very, very top heavy.
Well, and building up family, right? I mean, that's the other issue is we, you know, I know you're talking about, you know, a black community that is very heavily involved in church. So I'm going to guess then also very heavily involved in, you know, covenant marriages and couples staying together and children with, you know, a mom and a dad, a lot more of that in that community than you would find perhaps in other communities.
Yeah, that's becoming a national issue more
Absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry. I'm just agreeing with you.
Yeah. I mean, I wish it was, I wish it was just a black community thing. It's not a black community. It's a national thing.
It started out, and that's where you went to talking about, you know, the Lincoln Party. It started out targeting the black community. They started out targeting the black family to destroy that group. And once they had the formula, because I remember my wife and I went through this. I've shared this on my program before, but back in the late 80s, we were having some really challenging economic times. We had to stay with my mom at the time for a little while. And I was an elder in the church. And I was telling the folks at church what was going on. And they said, well, you know, you can get some help. You guys are in a place where it's okay to ask for that or what have you. And I hated that. Oh, I'm telling you. But we went ahead. My wife called, and she's Hispanic. She called. We had two small kids. And you know what they said, Felix?
What did they say?
They said, hey, get a divorce.
Whoa.
Get a divorce, and we have housing. We have cash aid. We have full medical. We will take complete care of you. But you got to throw your husband out.
That was one of the big, like I said, even back in the 60s, there were some good things that was done. But one of the worst things that came out of it was housing was meant to be a leg up. I can remember once upon a time where subsidized housing was to give a family a leg up or a hand up. Now what has happened is, you can't live in a house if you have a man in the house.
Yep.
Pretty much what we're just talking about.
Yep.
If you have a man in the house, and that opened up the doors for different things like dealers or
pimps, prostitution, drugs.
You
force a woman to try to carry the role of a man, which she can't. Let's be honest, she just can't. And so now she's trying to raise a boy, and that young man is being influenced by these people that are coming in the door. She herself is injured, damaged, looking for somebody to help take care of her because that's a natural thing, except that it becomes this series of broken relationships and injury to her as well. It's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare.
It broke the family up. And just as you said, back in the 80s, 70s, 80s, it broke the families apart. And I believe that it was devastating to the black community because we started losing our male figures. Our male figures were so important, especially when I grew up, I had my mother. Even though it was 11 of us, I had my mother and my father. Yeah. And like I said, 4 out of 5 of my sisters have master's and above.
Wow.
We all education, even though we didn't know we were poor.
Yeah.
But education was our way out. And that's what allowed us to get where we are today. And I was just so happy that my father pushed education. A guy that only went to the 8th grade, who knew that education was his kid's way to a better life than his. And we were rich, and we didn't know it. We were rich because we had a man there.
Amen. Now, talk to me about your background. We're going to run out of time here, and I want you to get this in on the program. So tell me now, you are running as a Republican. We've established that you have the conservative values that associate you with that Republican belief system. So talk to me a little bit. I noted that it's the Honorable Felix O. Gines. Tell me about that.
Okay, Honorable comes. I am a sitting city councilman. Over 10 years, I've been sitting as a city councilman.
Okay.
I started out working part-time with the Planning Commission.
Okay.
So I was first in the dynamics of the city.
Sure.
And then went on to become elected in 2013 as a city councilman. during that tenure, 2 years in, our mayor was unable to perform his duty. So he stepped down. And we're talking about a board council, which is I'm the only African-American on the council. But the mayor, when he was unable to perform, selected me to step in and run the roles of the city.
Okay.
And I was to perform the duties of mayor for the next 3 to 4 months during that time, going through Mardi Gras, which is and that year we've balanced the budget and everything. So that's kind of a little bit about me politically.
And final minutes here. I know that the website is Clinton FelixGynes.com. FelixGynes.com. And then why should folks there in Mississippi vote for you and support your campaign?
Relationships are big. One of the things that we've done when we got our new mayor in is we went to D.C. I'm always willing to travel. I'm almost always willing to meet with our congressional delegation on all levels. Our Senator Roger Wicker, Cindy Hyde-Smith have an excellent relationship with them. And every time we went to D.C., we were always bringing back money, to our town. And that's what we need. If you don't have a relationship, if you don't have anyone willing to go to work for you, you don't need that person. But I'm that person that you need because I'm willing to make that trip and travel and bring the money back home.
And just to be clear, we're talking about State Representative House District 115. That's Biloxi, Mississippi. And this is as a state representative, so obviously you're going to be spending your time at the Capitol as well, hammering out policy for the state.
Yes, indeed. And, we have some things that we have to do, and especially in the Jackson area. We also need representatives who can, not only just look out for their district, but we got to look out for this whole state. And right now we have some situations around the state that need some attention. And of course, I'm a guy who know all sides. I've been on both sides. I understand the dynamics of every issue, and I have the relationships throughout the state to be able to get that done.
FelixGynes.com is the website. FelixGynes.com is the website. And Felix is running for state representative in District 115 there in Biloxi, Mississippi. Felix, thanks for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it. Love the conversation.
Thank you, Pastor Gray. Appreciate you having me.
You betcha. All right, we're going to take a break, folks. We come back. Steve Bolton will be with us coming up on the other side. You're watching Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.